أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين وما تسألهم عليه من أجر إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 102, 103 and 104 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after narrating the incident, the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. These are the informations, the news of the unseen, نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكِ, which we reveal to you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. And you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not with them when they determined their affair whilst they had planned. At the time when the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam had sat down and planned to get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam, some had said, kill him. One had said, no, throw him in the well. At that time, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not there. That would have been done in secrecy. It would have been only the brothers. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam himself had not known. Their father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wa sallam, had not known. That was an absolute secret discussion that they had. But how did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to know all of this? Undoubtedly, it was wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we come back to the question that was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how did the Bani Israel end up in Egypt? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought this entire incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam to light. So those who questioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ought to have known that he was in Makkah Mukarramah. He didn't learn by any tutor. He didn't go out of Saudi Arabia or the Arabian Peninsula besides on two occasions for very short while. So he couldn't have learned by any of the scholars of the Torah or the Injil. So how did all of this come? The requisite was that they should have brought Iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of mankind will not bring Iman even though you are desirous, you are eager with regards to the Iman, you want them to bring Iman, you desire the Iman, but even then they are not going to bring Iman. You've satisfied the query, you satisfied whatever they wanted to know. You've brought it in the most eloquent of way. You recited it. And this was wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they should have accepted it. But they did not query because they wanted to bring Iman. There was no quest, no desire of bringing Iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. Now why was all of this done? You did not ask them for any remuneration, any kind of reward, anything in return. Why did you do this? You did this for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they bringing Iman and not bringing Iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will still reward you for your da'wat. Allah will reward you for the recitation of the Quran, for inviting them towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for being desirous of their Iman. All of that will be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In huwa illa dhikrun, Allah ta'ala says that this is only a dhikr, it is advice, it is admonition from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, lil alameen, for the entire universe. Whoever opens this Quran, it is not confined to you and I, not confined to the ummah, but whoever opens this Quran, Allah ta'ala guides them, they will find hidayat and they will bring Iman. And that is the advice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for you and I. Allah ta'ala had made this Quran a very accessible kitab. Allah ta'ala had given us the tawfiq to learn how to recite it. Allah ta'ala guide us through this Quran, and may we always have in our hearts the true love of this kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.